Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our praise to you, Lord Jesus. We pray that our voices are a sweet sound to you, Majesty. We glorify your name. We worship you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that is here, your sweet presence. We love it. We enjoy it. Minister to our hearts. Minister to our spirits. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We bless your holy name this day. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Wasn't that amazing? Thank you, Damba. Oh, that was glorious. So welcome to our Bible study. Let's just do a short recap. Are you ready? Are your books out? Do you have your final quest with you? Perfect. All right, just a recap of last week, if you all remember. The mountain, how many remember what the mountain was? Yeah? Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay, so if you remember the lower levels, we have the first level, which is salvation. Remember, at this level, an understanding of the grace of God is very key, if you remember that, yes? The next level is sanctification, which essentially means being set apart for God. And after this level, we have prayer and faith. Remember, these are the lower levels, yes? Then we go to the higher levels, which is the knowledge of the deeper truths. From here, we start with the unity of the brethren. It's important to note that at this level, the arrows from the enemy camp cannot reach you. Yes? The next level is... Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives, if you remember that. At this level, the vultures cannot get you. However, you can still fall from this level through carelessness, yes? Then the next level is patience. That one was very... It was a heavy topic. I won't explain that one. Then the final level is the highest. Perfect. The Father's unconditional love. This level involves intimacy with the Father. The Father's unconditional love is the greatest weapon of all, for all Christians, if you remember that. If you stay and walk in the Father's love, you will never fall. Most of the wrong things we do are due to lack of understanding of the Father's love. Yes? Then, what should we do as a church? Go to the level of the Father's unconditional love. Take a bite of the fruit of the love as recommended to Rick Joyner by Jesus Christ, if you remember that, yeah? So with that short recap, let me just invite our, Pastor Moses.
Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Sandra. Thank you, Damba. That was awesome. Thank you all of you for coming, and thank you, Sandra, for that recap. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes. Today we're going to talk about we're going to talk about worship, and we're going to talk worship, and we're going to talk about faith also. Amen. We're going to talk about worship and faith. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, but we shouldn't forget what we have learned in the past, most of which Sandra has touched. Okay? But also, don't forget that in order for us to overcome the enemy, we who are in God's army, we must by all means pursue unity in all relationships. Eh? Amen? Because the enemy's strategy is to cause divisions. Eh? Because he knows that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Glory be to God. And also, you have to put on the whole armor of God, the full armor of God. Okay? And this we do by becoming rooted and grounded in the Word of God, which is both offensive and defensive. Glory be to God. And like Sandra said, we must grow and reach the highest level, which is the Father's unconditional love. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, let us open page 18. Page 18. We are using the book that Rick Joyner offered, the e-book, edition 2010. All right? And we agreed for purposes of this Bible study that the copyright information page, we shall consider it as page 1. Amen? So, now that you know that, open page 18. Glory be to God. The reason why I keep saying it, you know, saying the book we're using, the edition and the page numbers, is because these studies are being recorded. And so someone, whoever gets to listen to them 10 years from now, will know what. They can get this book and open it and see where. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, on that page 18, that is where we saw, anyway, at this point in time, Rick Joyner is in the garden, okay? In that garden where he experienced the Father's unconditional love. Amen? And while he's there, like you know, Jesus appeared, okay? Jesus appeared and talked to all of them who were there, okay? The army of the Lord that was there. Glory be to God. Now, in paragraph three, Jesus, Rick Joyner looks at Jesus and he says that he is the most attractive person he had ever seen. Okay? He said that he was beyond human definition in dignity and nobility. Then he says that it was easy to understand why he, Jesus, is everything that the Father loves and esteems. Glory be to God. So Jesus is the most attractive person, okay, there has ever been. You understand? Yeah? Because the Bible says he is the exact representation of God. He is a perfect image of God. Glory be to God. No wonder, you know, he's the most attractive person, okay, you will ever encounter. Glory be to God. He is beyond human definition in dignity and nobility. Glory be to God. Okay? And Jesus is everything the Father loves and esteems. Hallelujah. Jesus is what? Is everything the Father loves and esteems. Glory be to God. Now, if Jesus is everything the Father loves and esteems, it means if you want God to love something, if you want God to esteem something, you know, in a sense, it has to be done by Jesus. You understand? Okay? It has to be done by Jesus, okay? And it must be for Jesus. Glory be to God. Because here we see, and of course it is a scripture, that Jesus is everything that the Father loves and esteems. So for any work that we do, for it to be loved by God, for God to esteem it, okay, it must be done by Jesus. That essentially means God or Jesus working through us. You know, not our human effort, not our own strength, okay, but his ability working through us, okay? And doing it for who? For him. Glory be to God. Okay? If we ever do anything which is not energized by Jesus or by the Father, okay, and it is not for Jesus' sake, you know, eh? Okay? However much people will blow for it, eh? You understand, eh? However much people will watch it on TV, eh? That is if you have the money to get it on TV, okay? Or if you have loaded sponsors, eh? Or if your dad owns the TV, you know, eh? And he puts it there. You understand, eh? That doesn't matter, eh? You know, eh? According to heaven. Okay? Jesus is everything, but this is so important, eh? Okay? And you know that, eh? Jesus is everything that the Father loves and esteems. Hmm? That means that there is nothing the Father is going to love, there is nothing the Father is going to esteem, eh? Which is outside Jesus. Do you understand, eh? Because Jesus is everything, eh? The Father loves and esteems, eh? Minus Jesus, eh? The Father doesn't esteem anything. That's what it means, eh? You know, eh? Logic now, you understand, eh? Spiritual. Anything outside Jesus, anything that it is not for Jesus, eh? Anything done not by Jesus, eh? Not by his ability, you know, anything done by human strength, eh? Okay, it doesn't count. It is not esteemed by the Father. Eh? Of course, your boyfriend, who can esteem it? Eh? Glory be to God. If you're a chick, you know, you have a nice voice, you know, and you sing, eh? You know, eh? Somewhere, you know, a Jesus song, eh? You know, eh? Now, if you haven't done it for Jesus, eh, but it is showbiz, eh, if you haven't done it to glorify him, eh, okay, your boyfriend will, of course, what? He'll say, man, you see that cute voice, man, eh? He'll tell the people next to him, eh, that's my babe. You know, eh? And your in-laws will also, what? Will say, man, that's our, what? You know, eh? But in heaven, it will be no sense. All right? Glory be to God. Amen? That is essentially why LAT, you know, eh, we are not on TV. Okay? We are not on TV. You know? Why? Because we are not supposed to be there yet. Okay? The other reason which Rachel might not tell you is that we don't have the money to be on TV. But we don't have the money to be on TV because we're not supposed to be there, so God hasn't provided that money. Hallelujah. But we can now do our own things, eh? And I can get that money from you. I can start doing my own things. Just come out with some selfish ambition, TV, you know, eh? And then I get you pretty partners about TV, eh? You know, eh? Then we always have a special, what? A different offertory for partners for TV ministry. Hmm? Meanwhile, God hasn't told us, eh? But somehow, some guys will contribute to it. And we shall go on TV. And we shall now be watched by millions, eh? If the program is liked by the people, you know, eh? Okay? Every week or every day. Okay, so many people are watching us. However, in heaven, it's like, that's nonsense. It doesn't count. Because I didn't tell you, you understand, eh? And it's not being done for Jesus. Glory be to God. But we shall become famous, by the way. Being on TV, by the way, it's amazing how just being on TV even one day. You be on TV. Then immediately you get off you get out of the industry, you will find WhatsApp, you know, man, so why, you know, man, you were looking good, you understand, instant, man. You know, you know, thinking, hey, which church is that? I'll visit you on Sunday. You understand? Eh? Anyway, but the point is, in this book we learn that Jesus is everything the Father loves and esteems. Okay? Anything that is done, yeah, not by Jesus, not by the Father, and anything that is done not for Jesus, the Father doesn't love it. Yeah? And he doesn't esteem it. Glory be to God. But I was saying, the reason why our worship is appreciated in heaven, eh? You remember, Darlene Check in a dream met someone and told him that LAT worship is very good. How can worship be so good when you have three instruments? Honestly. How? You know, eh? Three instruments which are being played by people who are not like world class. You know what I mean? They're good, eh? And we appreciate them because they are the ones the Father has given us. You understand, eh? Okay, being played by such people. Okay, three instruments. Being played by, not in a bad sense, eh? You know, but for lack of a better, amateurs. Eh? Not that they are, eh? But you understand what I mean, eh? Because I know you guys are going to WhatsApp your friends, say, man, the guy called you amateur. No, not only them, but even the singers. We don't have anyone in our team, maybe Dan, but I don't know, who is like world class, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Maybe you are, eh? Yeah, I might be wrong. You know, eh? But we don't, what I mean, we don't have a Darlene Check. You understand? Of course, we have Damba, we have Praise, we have Norman, but we don't have who? Darlene Check. However, the worship man so touches the Father. Why? Because with the little that we have, the few we are, you know, the worship we offer, we are doing it for Jesus and Jesus alone. Glory be to God. That's why it is greatly appreciated. Hallelujah. Now, this essentially means that you cannot go. Again, Elvis used to say, and I think he still does, that you cannot judge things by the senses. Hallelujah. But most Christians, when you tell them that, they say, yeah. You know, however, it is my honest opinion, that let's say in Kampala, the people who are being led by God, who are not being led by what? The senses, Christians, who are making noise, making noise about all things, it is my opinion, honest opinion, but that they are less than 5% who are really being led by God. Honestly, eh? Hallelujah. But Jesus, Rick Joyner says, page 18, paragraph 3, that Jesus is the most attractive person he had ever seen. All right? He is beyond human definition in dignity and nobility. Okay? And he is everything that the Father loves and esteems. Glory be to God. If you want the Father to love what you do, all right? Do it for Jesus, and Jesus alone. If you want the Father to esteem your work, there's something called the labor of love. Okay? If you want the Father to esteem your work, if you want the Father to esteem your giving, you know, like he does mine. You understand? Okay? Of course, most humans, there's a percentage of giving that the Father, what? Didn't esteem. All humans, once in a while, there's a flesh, you know. However, if you want the Father to esteem your giving, your singing, your prayer, your devotion, your anything, okay, do it for Jesus and Jesus alone. Glory be to God. But LAT, we know these things. That's why we are ranking so high there. You know, the worship team knows these things. Hallelujah. We all know these things. That's why, you know, God wants to give us influence, okay, in the nations of the world. You read the word for the week, okay? Glory be to God. Now, let's open Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22 to 30. Sandra, you come and read it. New KJV. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 22 to 30. We're going to see Jesus, okay? And somewhere along the way at the end, we shall, you know, we'll see that the Father, you know, esteems. Glory be to God. Proverbs 8, 22 to 30.
The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way. Before his works of old, I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning before there was ever an earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While I was yet, he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the earth. When he appeared the heavens, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so that the waters would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him.
Glory be to God. You've read, you've heard that verse, that he was always his what? His delight. Glory be to God. Of course, that is wisdom speaking, okay, in Proverbs 8. But actually, wisdom is Jesus. You understand? So Jesus was there before creation, okay? And when the creation took place, the Bible says he was the craftsman, you know, and he was greatly the delight of the Father. You understand? Amen? He is the Father's delight. You understand? So if you want God to be delighted in your work, do it for Jesus and Jesus alone. Hallelujah. Amen? The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Amen? All things were made through him. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, we pray that LATA, as a church, and as individuals, may everything that we make be made through Jesus. Glory be to God. Okay? And it says that, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Okay? This essentially means that whatever we make, which is not by or through Jesus, according to heaven, it is zero. It is nonsense. You understand? It doesn't count. Glory be to God. All things were made through Jesus, and without him, nothing was made that was what? That was made. You see, Everything in reality, anything that counts in heaven, you know, anything that qualifies to be part of building something in heaven, you know, making something in, you know, there above, whether it's your mansion or, you know, it has to be done through Jesus. You know, whatever is not done through him or by him, it is zero, you know, it doesn't count. Glory be to God. Amen? That's why I tell people that when it comes maybe like to offertory, giving, anything, a charity thing, and there's a campaign to give to something, okay? If you're feeling, if you give out of compulsion, you understand, if you don't want to give, they have somehow squeezed you like in a corner and you have to give, they have to see you also giving, you understand? Now, that money you've given, it would have been better if you had just eaten it yourself. Because it doesn't count. You know, it doesn't count. It wasn't done by Jesus. You know, it was just compulsion. All right? So it's better, let's say now you are here on Wednesday, and somehow I trick you, you feel compelled to give. It's better if you just keep that money, and then after a year, walk out and eat what? Chips and chicken. Glory be to God. Amen? Because it doesn't count. Yes, it will pay the bills, you understand. However, it doesn't count. Glory be to God. Okay? The point has been made. And you know these things. And right now, you guys, you're doing very well in heaven. Okay? When you look at all those dreams that are coming. Amen? Hallelujah. So Jesus is the most attractive person. Okay? Because he's God, he is the exact representation of God. So, Rick Joyner, we saw him in that light, the most attractive what? Person. And remember, he's in the garden. Okay? So, when he sees him, there's nothing else he can do but to worship him. Glory be to God. I mean, here you see the most attractive person there can ever be. Honestly, what do you do? Eh? Glory be to God. Okay, but you say, but I've never seen him. Okay, let's ask Alan. When you are in Untare school, you see, and Buranyanji babes came for a seminar. You understand? And then there was the hottest chick. What did you do? What is the natural response? It is something close to worship. Alan, I know you. You understand? It is you just, you're like, man. You know, Then you start, you know, when I was younger, you'd see a beautiful girl, and you now start, like, admiring the people like her. Her siblings, you're like, man, can you imagine? Someone is, you know, she's someone's brother, she's someone's sister. You're like, wow. Glory be to God. I'm sure there are people also who would look at my what? Sisters, and they would be like, man, that man, we envy that guy's brother, that chick's brother. But you understand, you cannot just look at, especially now, Jesus, the most attractive, and it doesn't make an impact on you. And just say, hey, okay, unkurabi, why, you know. Glory be to God. I remember in my senior four vac, we used to hang out with some guys, some drunkards from Smack, some guys, and Mwiri Budo guys, Ngoe. We used to meet every evening. We used to meet at Pioneer Mall. Now those days, Pioneer Mall, okay? You guys, you're too young. And I don't know why you don't respect us. Some of us who have been here for quite some time. Anyway, which is now called Antonio's Grill. And by the time there was, what? It was, I think, the only mall in Uganda. Eh? No, man. You know, Pioneer, and so every evening, you know, that's where I would, what? Senior six VAC. Then, man, the group dismantled when results came out. Shoo, man. Guys disappeared, man. The only guys who came back a bit were those who had batted. But somehow, the moment results were announced, shoo, they are ended. The Pioneer Mall group. But while we are there, of course, as guys, you know, guys, not that we are evil. It was just guys, you know, we are growing up. So we're talking about chicks. Then I remember some guy was talking about how, man, when, like, you're crossing a road and you see a hot babe, okay, then somehow, then cars are coming, then the taxi guy or whichever car cannot knock you, because the guy said, because you have given him a scar also,
You know, because you're looking at the cheek, then the guy also mad. He's like, what's looking? Oh, yeah, you know, you're getting him a scared, man, you know. Anyway, those are interesting things. Eh? But so, that is the response of an attractive what? Person. Eh? There's a time, yes, you know, when we're in medical school, so we used to pass through Katanga from uni, to go to school, Mulago. So one time, so I'm at that road, you know, trying to cross from Katanga to the hospital. I was with a friend of mine, Gabriel. That guy who always appears, you know, but when it is actually the angel, that guy who came and rescued me from the invisible hand. You remember that dream? Some people don't like that dream. They don't want me to talk about those dreams. You know, some people have actually left church because of those dreams. And that is very good. Because according to me, thank God, they now have the info. But the info is so as done that yet it is info to help them. Okay? Anyway, as we are crossing, a taxi guy, man, just stopped. Like, please pass. Then this Gabby guy told me that, you know why that guy stopped? It's because of you, man. The guy looked at you and then he stopped. Taxi guy stopped. Guys, not chicks. You see? Eh? And the man, the gay man, I think he's some dude, and the man, this guy. Eh? Glory be to God. Years ago, I told my mother-in-law, I told her that, man, I'm very, you know, I told her I'm a dude, I'm very, you know, handsome. Then she said, okay, yes, yeah, but you're not the kind who can stop traffic. But I stopped traffic. And you guys right now, you cannot imagine that has ever happened. But you should have seen me in 1999. Anyway, but see, those are illustrations which Jesus appreciates. Okay? Jesus appreciates because most of us have never seen Jesus. The time he appeared to me, you could really see he didn't want me to see. It was just, you know, a flick second, like you could really see it was deliberate. He wants me to see me at a later time. Okay? So, Jonah, now the only thing he can do, his response to this most attractive person is to worship him. Glory be to God. Amen? So he says that I knew that there was nothing more wonderful that we would ever do than to simply worship him. Okay? Such worship was what we were created for, and it would surely be the best part of heaven. Glory be to God. Now, if you have a problem with praising and worshiping Jesus, it means you don't have a revelation of him. Okay? And the greater your revelation of him, the greater your worship will be. Hallelujah. Amen. Rick Joyner in the garden, page 18 in the garden, he sees Jesus, and he's the most attractive person there can ever be. Okay? And he couldn't help it but worship. Glory be to God. Okay? So that means worship is a response, to your revelation of Jesus. You understand? And like I always say, if you really want to be a great worshiper, pray for the revelation of him, that God might reveal the Son to you. All right? That you may know him, that you may see him as he is, so that you can, do nothing but to worship him. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, that our worship, the LAT worship, that it is appreciated in heaven, means that LAT, we have an acceptable level, you know, of the knowledge of God. We don't have the perfect, you know. However, the level we are at of our knowledge of Jesus, the revelation of Jesus, it's acceptable. You see, and that's why our worship is touching heaven. Glory be to God. Now, what we need to do, we need to grow more and more in that understanding of who Jesus is. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? All right? These things are very simple, and you know them, Okay? Rick Jenner says that he used to be bored during some worship services. Okay? And his way now he saw Jesus and the response that was coming out of him, you know, the response of worship, he understood that man, it's the reason why people worship is because they are out of touch with heavenly reality. Okay? Essentially, what I've said, they are out of touch with the reality of who Jesus is. Glory be to God. I just don't understand how a Christian who has a certain little understanding of who Jesus is, can just be playing secular music the whole day and they feel it's okay. The whole day. The whole day. A Christian, didn't he come to my, especially chicks, I love Jesus. Jesus from him. Jesus is my friend. For me, Jesus has done for me so many things. But then, no worship, it is just head stuff, man. You cannot afford not to worship Jesus when you get to know him. Glory be to God. For me, I've never seen him, but I think I've seen him. You understand? Glory be to God. Amen? Worship. Worshiping the Master. Hallelujah. Some time ago, Alan joined the worship team. You know, he sang there like 3 Sundays. How many Sundays did you do? Then on one particular Sunday, he was standing there. I went and I stood up in the service, went, collected him. I told him, go and sit. Because the way he was singing, you didn't see, man, this guy. What? He was just like, I was like, no way. This ain't happening in LAT under my watch. I went and he has never come back. I didn't tell you not to come back. Okay? But at that point, Alan surely didn't have a revelation of Jesus. He was born again, but he didn't know who he was worshiping. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And now, somewhere on page 18, from paragraph 7, Rick Joyner says that as we worshipped, a golden glow began to emanate from the Lord. Then silver appeared around the gold. We were then enveloped in colors, the riches of which I have never seen with my natural eyes. Then he said that somehow I understood that this glory had been there all along. But when we focused on him in worship, we began to see more of his glory. The more intensely we worshiped, the more glory we beheld. Glory be to God. Okay? Now there, what God wants us to do is to be focused during worship. Focus. Okay? And the more focus you give to him, okay, the more glory you will see. All right? That's why there can be, 20 people in the same worship session and they all get different experiences. Some say it was boring. Some people say, man, this man, is all, Hallelujah. But the whole thing is about focus. Focus. Glory be to God. Amen? Focus. One of the things that God, one of the things God used to get me born again, you know, was worship. KPC worship. Amen? This Gabriel guy, you know, that guy who was, you know, appears to me in dream. Okay, twice, eh? He's appeared to me in a dream, but when actually he's angel one. He's the one who used to take me to church in first year and second year when I was enslaved. But we are roommates or neighbors in North Carolina, and so he used to take me to church every Sunday. So, because we were saved and used to go for the 2 o'clock after eating marame, you know, then, yeah, we go to light, you know, go to church. So, he used to take me, you know. So when we would get there, I would first, so there's been, there were guys who are in for the 12 o'clock. So at 2, they get out so that now we guys can enter, you know. So man, I used to, remember I'm not born again, CVD equal, some guys just bring me to church. So man, when the 12 o'clock guys are getting out, for me, I don't kupapa to enter for what? I mean, what? Those are your things you guys are saying. For me, I was enslaved. So man, I would first stand and look at babes. Hey, they were hot chicks, you know. Now you're on campus, you know. Hey, you know, you all of them, they pass. Then when they are what? Bawe deyo, then what? You enter. Gawashi prayed yet and he said that. Before you've been made happy. Glory be to God. Hey, man, I remember those days when we were in high school. These kids are now happy, because I'm talking nonsense. But this is not what? Nonsense. If these things of hot babes and what were rubbish, God wouldn't have created them, the chicks. You understand, the women. So it's not nonsense. Hallelujah. It is not what? Nonsense. There's an upcoming hot babe, you understand? She's called Eden Musinguzi. Now, and so I remember O-level, you know when you are like in VAC, holidays, and maybe you have something you're doing in one day, you know, then you see campus babes, you remember? No man, you know these things. It would make you want to study hard and go to campus. Good man, campus babes, you know, Okay? There's so many things that motivate. It's interesting what makes people do what they do. So you find some guy reading hard in smart, but all because of the babes he saw in one day during holidays. Glory be to God. But I'm very, I prepared for this, what? This sermon. So I don't think this guy didn't have anything to say. And hallelujah. So the more intensely you focus, you know, so I was telling you. So you see all the babes, you understand? Then after you enter. Then later, a few months later, now this music, KPC, the worship, now it made me check the babes. Now I was no longer going for babes, but I'm not born again. But chicks now, babes, shoo. Now this guy taking me to church, the guy never used to keep time. Meanwhile, for me, I'm like, man, we're going to be late. We're going to miss the first song. But this guy taking me wants me to get saved. Now, yeah, that is serious. Okay? And this is why some people around you, not you, guys outside there, some people are not getting saved because the people who want them to get saved, they're very serious. You understand? This guy wants me to get saved. But he takes me late. That is, meanwhile, now, I wasn't saved, but now I'm the one to tell the guy, you guy, we're going to be late. Can you imagine? Now, how can a guy like that ever get a reward for my, what? It is those chicks actually who don't even know, eh? You know, eh? Amen. You know, eh? So I used to get this chick, born again guy, to be on time. Because now I didn't want to miss any song, man. Okay? And then shortly thereafter, I got born again. But worship had a great impact on my life. Glory be to God. Amen? So anyway, the point is we need to focus. Okay? But also we need to know Jesus. We need to pray that God may help us to know him. Because you can't worship what you don't know. You know, you can't value, you can't blow for something whose value you don't know. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Sandra, if we, Philippians, come. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, all of you open. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 10. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 7 to 10.
But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You've seen it, eh? Okay? That I may know him. Eh? That is the most important one I wanted to get you, you know? That I may know him. Glory be to God. Amen. That I may know him. Glory be to God. You can't worship what you don't know, eh? Okay? And our prayer every day should be God to help us, to give us a revelation of Jesus, that we may know him. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. We did a Bible study on praise and worship like 2 months ago. So, yeah, that's, I don't know if the recording is there or someone on their phone, but we went deeper, into this. Glory be to God. But for today, that's what God wants us to take from worship. Eh? Jesus is the most attractive person there can ever be. You know, and when you see him in his glory, there's nothing else you can do but to worship him. So if we have a problem with worship, it just means we don't know him. And God is like, just ask me, you know, just pray to me and I will reveal my son to you. You know, so that you know him. You know how great he is. You know how attractive he is, how wonderful. And with that, you worship him. Glory be to God. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we said we're going to talk about worship and faith. Amen. So the part of worship is, we have finished it. Now let's talk a little bit about faith. Glory be to God. In the book, The Final Quest, page 19, paragraph 3 and 4. But again, the context of this, Rick Joyner is still in the garden. All right? He's in the garden. He's worshiping Jesus, okay? His eyes are closed, you see? And then at a certain point, he opens his eyes and he doesn't see Jesus. Now he sees angels, okay? So he says that, when I opened my eyes, I was surprised to see that the Lord was no longer there any longer. One of them, the angels, said, close your eyes again. When I did, I beheld the glory of the Lord. Then the angel explained, what you see with the eyes of your heart is more real than what you see with your physical eyes. Glory be to God. What you see with the eyes of your heart is more real than what you see with your physical eyes. Glory be to God. What you see with your spiritual eyes, or with the eyes of your heart, is more real than what you see with your physical eyes. Glory be to God. Kim Clement used to say that God has to strike some of us blind so that we can be able to see. You see, because if you're seeing more with your physical eyes, it means what you're seeing, it means you're more aware of things which are less real. Because the more real things are what is seen with the spiritual eyes, with the eyes of the heart. Glory be to God. Amen? So, the more real things are seen with the eyes of the Spirit, the more real things. So that means God would want us to see more with the eyes of the heart, than with physical eyes. Glory be to God. Okay? This is so important. What you see with the eyes of your heart is more real. Now, it's not saying that these are things you see. Alan, this verse is not saying that the hot babes you see are not real. Glory be to God. They are real, okay? But they are more real babes. Hallelujah. More real what? Babes. And those ones, you can only see them with what? Glory be to God. I'm joking, of course, but there's a point there. There's this guy. You see, for me, there are things I love, stories I want to hear. And some people don't want it. They say, those stories. There's a guy, months ago, he was working with Kakande. There's a recording. I don't know if some of you have listened to it. The guy was working with him. And he said that a few months ago, Kakande was mad. He ran mad and he was in Butabika. But it was gathered in for man. But the guy was in Butabika. This prophet. What? Butabika was in Butabika. Even now, this guy, this young man used to run his errands. So for him, he had access to Butabika. And then he saw when he jumped out of that thing. So now, at a certain point, after this young man has killed so many what people, sacrifices and what, first of all, the way he met him, the way they got to know each other, this young man and have you ever listened to that story? Hopefully you don't like those things. For you, Agala, only the word of God, those things. One time, he was a high school kid. Then somehow he was drinking somewhere. Then what happens? Then the next minute he knows they're somewhere underground, man. Then there was a meeting, man, with some people. There was Kakande. There was, who is this guy that you like a lot? The MP? That MP. Bobby Wine. Bobby Wine. There was some other people, Mama Fina, and some guy, and someone else. The guy said, this one, I'm not telling anyone, I want to go and talk to the pastor, Mobuli Kubanga, some other chap. But anyway, in that thing, the guy said that Bobby Wine was given the task or the anointing to become president of this country. That guy, you guys are just forwarding these things and making it, but that guy has a mission to become president of this country. And that thing is from down there, the devil. Even I had him when he won that seat. He said that, Tutanikabutandis. He said it. And again, most understanding people didn't know what he meant. You understand? But that guy, now, some time ago, there was talk that FDC is considering making him their what? Now, they don't know what is making them get those ideas. But this is something that started from what? Underground there. Now, you imagine a Satanist become the president of this country. And Baruch just, why, Bobby, why, but, eh, humble beginnings, bam, do you know where he came from? Hey, man, eh, hey, God, can we, the guy Bambi was what, Kamocha? And the guy, you think he's thinking about you. He's there jazzing about Abantu, Babuli Joe, the people suffering. Yeah? He's not anywhere near those things. Eh? The devil came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Even the people who work with him, eh, that is their mission. Even when they start to talk about Babuli Joe, they don't mean that at all. They want all about Babuli Joe, all of them to go to hell. Then he, why, at least for him, he understands our things. Why? Okay, you will meet down there one day, the guy who understands your things. You know, and so, now, this young man, at a certain point, he began getting ideas of defecting. You know, when he's a man, we have killed so many people. He killed kids, they would send him somewhere. Now, they go apparently to preach, eh? You know, schools, eh? Missions, Jesus, why? And this is another thing, by the way. Again, but it is kind of, it's kind of like, it's too hard to believe it. Eh? The Bible says, false prophets, eh? Jesus said, they will come saying, I am he. Just imagine I'm a false prophet, eh? That verse doesn't mean that I'll tell people that I am Christ. Eh? It doesn't say that. He said that they will come saying, I, Jesus, I am he. So false, no? They'll tell you, Jesus, yes, Jesus is Christ. So they preach Jesus. When it's in the scriptures, eh? They will say, I am he. So you cannot say that a guy is not a false prophet because he's always talking about Jesus, eh? My friend, these things, man, are not as easy as what? You understand? It is the same way if I want money, maybe to do what? There's Christmas coming. Eh? I want to buy chicken at home for Christmas. Eh? Then I can come here and I use the name of Jesus. Come, give money, Jesus, you understand? But when, you understand? Eh? So it's the same thing. Guys are doing other things, real demonic things, but they are talking Jesus. This is why Bobby Wine got the Bible and he swore in Parliament with the Bible. Said, no, those guys can't handle the Bible. He did it. The pictures are there. And it didn't do anything to him. So just because some guy is masquerading with the Bible does not mean anything. These things are scary. Very scary, eh? Amen. So anyway, this young man, they would go to schools, eh? Secondly, to preaching, missions. But their whole aim is, the guy said, the moment we would leave, something would happen in school and kids would die. And that's what they wanted to achieve, with sacrifices. Never gave a debab with Jesus. Okay, and so at a certain point, my guy said, we have killed so many people, the guy became much remorseful. So he begins trying to. I'm talking about the moral babes. Eh? That's where I'm coming. So one time, he's driving a car. He's somewhere. Okay? Somewhere he's driving, you know. Eh? Then he saw some old women crossing the road. Eh? And of course, definitely he didn't want to knock them. Eh? So trying to, you know, eh? The command, he never got an accident. It was bad. He didn't want to know what? They're women. Later he discovered they were not human beings, man. You understand? Eh? So this kind of guy wanted to kill him because he's defecting, he has too much info. Okay? So now they engage the supernatural. So you're on the road, you see people, you don't want to knock them. So you are, you turn into another car or you fall into the ditch, the car overturns and you're what? You're dead. Because when it happened, so as he's there in an accident, then the people come, they scream, Sajagwe Chichi. But these guys were there, were like, those human beings were not there. These were spiritual beings, man. Glory be to God. The more real what? Hallelujah. Man, there are places in this town all over the world. Evil places, bars, restaurants, those places in Kansanga, you know, Kabalagala, you know. Women, some of those chicks are not really chicks, man. You've heard those stories, And you dare, get involved with them. And you have sex and what, but you're not having sex with a human. And the moment that happens, sure, you are kind of like trapped. Glory be to God. These things are very what? Serious. Huh? Hallelujah. Very, very serious. This guy, when he died, Semwanga Ivan. I saw, have it on my phone. Some guy in the U.S. sent me the thing. Anyway, this guy was on phone. Someone in Uganda called the American guy to tell him that, man, Semwanga Afude has died. In fact, we are here at his home, a funeral. Then he began to explain him what he's seeing there. So we are here. Omani, outer, ojimani. Of course, he meant altar. He said, well, chilinga echiswa, auntie, chinga echiswa, outer. So, chiliawo, tulabakati kuliko like candle wax, kuliko nevi inform saisa, So, then, walwalujawo, ubae, wawe, samdo, bagambambo, umchalawe, omoyoe, waitanga jae, some entrance, They say, yeah, that's where he is, what? Spiritual wife. That's where she passes. This is some being, man. This is where I wanted to come. But I finished yours. This spiritual thing. For me, I love these stories. They make you more appreciate that being a Christian is, man, you've been delivered from so much. I'm telling you, when you hear those things, you're like, man, thank God. Then you also understand, those things also help you to appreciate some things in the Bible. Okay? There was another guy I listened to. This guy said, he was also, part of those underworld guys. So one time, he went with a guy who was initiating him into that stuff. They went to Angenua or Silk. So this guy told him that what? Tulao. They ordered first soda, what? Tulao. Then he told him that what? I think either at midnight or 3, I think it was midnight, some hour in the night. Say Tulao, just look, at the entrance. Look at the entrance. Then they were still there drinking. Guys are booging, dance, Then at exactly that hour, you've heard that story. Some woman, some hot chick entered the place. Then this guy said, Oyomulabye, mutunule mutunule, mutunula tunule. This guy, have you heard those stories? Tunula, a woman like that, She entered, went to the counter, ordered for whatever, a drink. Then, they get to me, Nagamba, this guy told him, that woman, tonight, when she comes over every Friday or what, She's going to go through this whole Kampala, every bar, every dancing place. You know, all zona zona, she passes there, you understand? Eh? And when she opens a bottle, eh? When she knows that basically she releases in it some, what you'd call like an anointing, eh? One impartation. Eh? Everyone in that place, eh? You know, eh? Basically what that thing does, eh? That's one of the things that makes guys addicted to alcohol. You understand? This is where you find a guy on a Monday morning, he's like, ah, before I go back home, let me fast what? I feel I first want to what? To put in what? A pint. One for the road, they may be into it. You understand? But there's a woman every, she said every Friday, all those places in Kampala. She just enters you, she buys them, she opens them, you know, then she drinks, then she out. You know, eh? All of them. And that woman obviously wasn't a real woman. Rather, a natural. She was just a demon, man. You don't know what you're dealing with. Eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, what you see with the eyes of your heart is more real than what you see with your physical eyes. Never forget this. Remember, we're talking about faith. We're talking about what? Faith. Okay? What God has promised you, and you have a picture of it, you have an imagination. You want a car, so God has promised you a car, you understand? And kind of you can't see, you understand? That thing is more real than what you see around yourself with no car. You know, whether it's a husband, a wife, kids, that promise that is unseen is more real than what you see. It is more real than the circumstances around you. Never forget that. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians. The wonderful book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says, we do not look, you know, there's another version which says that we don't consider, okay? We do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Glory be to God. We do not consider what is seen. Hallelujah. If you're going to walk by faith, remember, God is pleased by faith. He says that without faith, Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You understand? If you're going to please God, that is walk by faith, you have to give little consideration to the things that you see and give higher esteem, esteem more what God has told you, but it is not yet manifest. You understand? Because what you see with the eyes of your heart is more real than the things that you see with your physical eyes. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says that we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by what? By faith, not by sight. Meaning that if you're walking by sight, you're not walking by faith. If you're walking by what you see, what you hear, what, you know, you're not walking by what? By faith. And in that particular instance, you know, you're not pleasing God. Glory be to God. I know some people can't tell you that you're not pleasing God. Say, no, the grace of God, the grace. Jesus did it for you. Because of Jesus, because of what Jesus did, God is pleased with you. And that is true. Eh? However, there's also a dimension of you pleasing and not pleasing God. It's a truth. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, we do not look or we do not consider, okay, the things which are seen. Okay? But the things which are not seen, the unseen is what we consider. For me, I don't. That's what Paul was saying. For me, I don't. God told me this, it is that. Now I'm not interested in your opinions. Hallelujah. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Glory be to God. No, that is faith. That is what? That is faith. Glory be to God. You cannot become a spiritual giant, or a general in the spirit, in the things of God, if you don't get to really master those verses, to master faith. Glory be to God. You cannot, man. You cannot. Hallelujah. If God had picked me off the street immediately when I was crossing from Katanga, you remember? When the taxi guy saw some hot, cold dude, you understand? If God had just picked me up there and then, and then made me a pastor, man, I would be in this pastor thing for 4 months. And I would, glory be to God. Because this thing, you have to, not especially like me, concerning the promises, you have to consider what is not what? What is not seen. If you consider what is seen, you can't handle this thing, man. You're just going to become a politician. You're going to become a thug. I'm telling you, but a thug who's using the Bible, you remember? Kakande. Those guys use the Bible. Now, the other guys who are not in the class of what? Of the Kakandes, they're not false preachers, you understand? However, what they're doing is not any what. They're still bafele, they're still thugs. But they're preachers, but somehow they are working by the senses. So, you understand? So they have to now get a way of doing things which, you understand? Hallelujah. Amen? Faith, whatever God has told you, don't consider what you see. Every time somehow your mind starts to consider, to get analytical about what is seen, the contrary, quickly, you understand, bring to remembrance what God told you. Are you listening to me? Amen? This is not to brag on you, but I'm so convinced that man in heaven, right now, man, I think, some angels say, I'm a spectacle. Hallelujah. I must be a spectacle, man. Glory be to God. Here is a guy who God told, 2nd November 2000. I was in the canteen, med school canteen. My Flora used to call it my sitting room. I would go and sit in that canteen like I don't have work to do. Just meet guys. So next, 2nd November 2000. Then, of course, also what? See, hot chick, those boob, med school babes, So, so one day I'm sitting there, then God tells me that one day you'll build me a house. A house that will be of great fame and splendor and magnificence in the sight of all nations. Norman, you've been part of this church for more than, this church for 3 years now. You are there on what? Day one. Now, be honest. Really, really, really. And I said that verse on that Sunday. Kati miyake satu, really. I think there should be some sign, you understand? Huh? For you who consider the thing which are what? Which are seen. 3 years, really. You always told us that, how God told you, a house of great fame and spirit in the sight of all nations. 3 years, even in Tinder doesn't know you guys. People are there in Tinder, to have money. You know, these things, man, sometimes I look back and I'm like, the things of God are interesting. I was telling someone, I think Alan, I had lunch with Alan on Monday, and with some people. So I was telling him or them that imagine, now like in January, January, Serada came, and the guy said, I release all the gifts upon my life, upon this man. In the night, Prophet Jesus, Paul, had a dream when actually Serada had exited office. In the dream. So again, in the spirit, he had exited a certain office. And he had handed it over what? At LET. You understand? That was when? January. Now, be honest. Be now, for a moment, consider the things which are seen. Now, it's coming to a year. What has changed since that happened? What has changed? As in, if you use the eyes. Nothing. Has the church grown? No. The answer is no. Actually, I think most probably it has even decreased. Especially when God started giving me some dangerous dreams. And I will never share the first one. Because it is too deadly. I'm telling you. The first one. I only shared second, third, and fourth. You understand? I can never share the first one. Anyway, so Serada did shoot. So apparently, the office he held in the spirit in Uganda, you know, the leader of the church, you understand? He left it in Tinder. Now, what has changed? Now, that's why it says, do not consider the things which are what? Seen. 2:15, I think it was 2:15. Oedepo, 2:15. December 2:15, Or it was 2:17. Anyway, that Oedepo thing, the overseer, you know, the financial, prosperity overseer. In fact, by the time that thing came, no. Anyway, whatever. What has changed? How much? What has changed? I still have the same car. Glory be to God. You know, I'm not on TV. There is nothing. You know, And then it was confirmed by that dream of putting God in 7 years. You understand? Meaning concerning prosperity, God, whatever the president. Some guy somewhere. What has changed? You understand? Now, people who consider what is what? Now, this is where, again, this is where, now, anyway, let me not go there. But what God is saying, don't consider, you know, the things which are what? Sin. For the things which are seen are temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. We walk by faith, not by sight. Now, I'm talking to you, whatever promises you have from God, don't consider what? Take time, take a lot of time to meditate on the real thing, and that is what God told you. Whatever it is, hallelujah. Amen. You have to, you're joking, eh? You have to say, you have to know that God told you. You have to know the word of God. And it shouldn't be at the back of your mind. It should be here at the front of your mind. Most people want the things to be at the back of their mind. Why? Let them be here so that they're the ones which what? Which you consider. You can't consider something that you can't see, which is at the back of your mind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? We're talking about what? Faith. Amen? Hebrews 11, verse 27. Hebrews 11:27, talking about Moses, it says that by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Glory be to God. The only thing that made Moses endure was his soul. You know, the invisible. If you're walking by sight, toso wola kumalako, you cannot. You what? Again this year, I've said that dream more than once. There's a kid I met who told me that small thing, that little thing you have built, meaning LAT, is going to become the largest. Okay? Now, I think since the time she told I had that dream to this day, actually the numbers have reduced. You are 10, you're supposed to become the largest. So you should what? You should now be going 11, 12 over. Then, shoo! Now, what do you consider? Do you understand? You know, this is what I'm telling you. If God just speaks you out, he gives you a promise, like a pastor, what, a preacher, and you haven't had some understanding of faith over the years, a training, training of faith, you cannot handle this thing. You just cannot. Glory be to God. Years ago, not many years ago, but some like three, you know, or four, when in Zoe, at the beginning of a certain year, I don't know where it was, 2014, 2014, I guess, or 2015. Yeah. Then Elvis came and he touched me. So anyway, as we drove back with him, as was driving me home, I asked him, so what was that you're praying about when you touch, you know? Then he said that the Lord had told him to anoint me so that the church that either I had started or I was going to start might become the leading church. The word was leading. The leading church in the city. Leading what? Church. Now, what number are you? Is there any leading about you know? Nothing. But according to God, what he takes was granted, was what? We deposited, you understand? And God now expects you not to consider what you see, but what he told you, the unseen. Amen? We're talking about faith, And this, I'm not speaking just for, I'm using me to communicate to you, consider what is unseen. Because we walk by faith, not by sight. Okay? Rick Joyner, the angel told him that what you see with the eyes of your heart is more real. Is more real. So now, when I look at you guys, you're less than 20, As far as LAT, the numbers of LAT, as far as those numbers are concerned, what is not seen, the thousands, is more real than what? Than you guys. not you guys, but the number, you know, that you are. Hmm? And God expects you, when he gives you a promise, he expects you to have that mindset, that thinking. Hmm? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So here you are, you'd think that, wow, the leading church, you know, of great fame and splendor in the South of Asia, that's where the FPO is. That's where the lead, the leader of the church in Ghana, that's where he is, that's where, what's her name? Marion Skinner, that's where, you know. So you'd expect people to like you, you'd expect man, you know, Then, I had a dream, man. When was it? Saturday? I told you that dream. Saturday morning. In this dream, something had happened, which I won't tell you. Then now, we're in LAT, we're in church, and there are some visitors from some churches. Then some visitors said that we are here because we are tired of some guy. And we are here, we are like in transit, waiting until some guy starts a church. Okay? So now I and someone decide to go and tell the other guy that by the Bakulins to open a church. So as we're going, we somehow, I don't know if they are guys, but anyway, I'm sure I passed through a certain house. You know, a certain house, and it was night time. These dreams, man. So I passed through what? The thing is, because of the interest God has in LAT, the vested interest in LAT, and because all of us, in LAT, we're all doing the work of God and God is pleased, you understand? By all those dreams. So you see, it shows that God is pleased. All right? So now, because God is so pleased with LAT and he has so much invested, anytime someone starts doing stupid things, someone, they get exposed in dreams. You understand? They get what? Even when, of course, especially when they are members of LAT. You know, they get what? So we are in there. So I pass through a certain house. Okay? I saw two, then, so it's night time. So I'm passing through that. Then I see someone, I pass through a bedroom. Then I see two girls sharing a bed, and they are asleep, sharing a bed, and then one of them was sleep talking, she was talking in her sleep. The other, and I recognized that, again, some LAT person, well, I don't know if they're LAT anymore, but I recognized them, sleep what? Then the person she was sharing a bed with, I did not recognize. However, sleep talking. Anyway, then the other person who I didn't recognize was bare. Like, no, what? But it wasn't graphic. Because, like, it's one of those things where, like in a dream, you just know, you saw, but there's no really picture, you understand? Yeah, and for her, she was aged, but then the other one was sleep talking. Then I told her, why are you sleep talking? Then at a certain point, she wakes up. When she wakes up, she begins to, wrestle me, to fight me, you understand? Then I somehow, overcame her, then we proceeded to go and tell some guy that, great, Bakulinze. Some guys are tired of some guy. Now they are here in LAT in transit. Then the dream ended. But anyway, that dream was just exposing those two ladies. From the one I recognized, I could tell now who the other person, who was bare. Again, she was bare because it is symbolic of being exposed. So God was saying that actually what I've been telling you in your thoughts about that person, all those people, it's true. So like they're exposed, they're made bare. You understand, eh? And again, this person was, you know, when you're talking in your dreams, eh? You don't know that people are what? Are hearing. So God again was saying that, yeah, that's what you had, eh? Which she doesn't know that you had is true, eh? You know, eh? And that's why when she wakes up, she begins to fight me. You know, eh? And right now, there's a bit of fighting energy. So because now they're doing that, you know, it's one of those things like touching the apple of God's eye. God has to expose you. Eh? But you're his child, by the way, and you're going to heaven. But God, yeah, you're my child, but what you're doing is, you know, eh? It's not right. Eh? You're anti-me, anti-my kingdom, anti-my work. You know, eh? Just because Moses had dreams which I gave him, and you think this is what the dreams mean, now you start to fight him. You understand? Eh? And God's like, I'm going to expose you. Eh? Hallelujah. You understand? Eh? So now, so you can see, God is like this church that is going to become of great fame and splendor. You know, it's going to become the leading in the city. Eh? It's going to become the largest. Eh? God is so interested in it. Eh? Hallelujah. And God wants the pastor. The other people, it's okay, but the pastor, God wants him, God wants a pastor to walk by faith, not to consider what is seen. Hallelujah. And that's what you should do for what God has, what? Yeah. To be honest, sometimes it's not easy, eh? But God wants you to do that. Eh? Anytime you feel it's not easy, go back and meditate on those things. Eh? Meditate on the promises. Because those promises are more real than the circumstances you're going through. They are more real. You know? The same one even who can tell that actually these circumstances are not real. You know, eh? Well, for me, I think they are real, but there's something more real. And the more real is what matters. And because it is what matters, that's why someone can say that these ones are not real. You understand, eh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't forget that we are studying from what? The final quest. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 4, as we end, verse 18. Eh? You know this. Verse 18 to 21. It says, verse 18, talking about Abraham, it says that contrary to hope, in hope, Abraham believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, all right? Okay? He says, contrary to hope. Circumstances are saying this, the guy just decides to believe what was spoken. All right? Contrary to hope, in hope, believed, so that he became the father of many nations. All right? He became after believing, contrary to hope. Do you understand? Amen? Becoming manifestations, the manifestation of something is the last, you know. But the most important thing is believing contrary to hope. So he became it, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, being fully convinced. Eh? KJV says persuaded. Eh? Fully convinced. Okay? That what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Glory be to God. Being fully convinced that the promise is more real than the circumstances. Eh? Fully convinced. Glory be to God. Fully convinced. Amen. Fully convinced. Fully convinced. Up until now, LAT, we've done a wonderful job, man. Give yourselves a big hand clap. You know, that's why Udalinchek says, man, it is wonderful. You know, that's why he said, rather, God was like, among all the churches, among Kusoka Wona, you know, that man too deserves to be sure in LAT. You understand? You can't get it when you're just hopeless, when you're unfaithful. You can't. So apparently we've done a wonderful job. Now, how can it be all these things are coming now? Then I start to consider numbers, how much money we collect on Sunday. You understand? Man, the most thing are these things that come from heaven. You understand? That dream of the branches all over the world. You understand? Whether it is the physical branches or just influence, those are the things for me I consider. Glory be to God. That's why these number things don't work. As long as God is paying rent and he's using you, give yourself another hard cap, man. So good. So again, paying rent, we're too few. We're decreasing. But somehow, rent says, now that's a miracle. It's unbelievable. You know, actually, in the last like 2 months, we've collected more money than we used to collect like 3 or 6 months, you know. But this is wonderful. There was some time ago someone had a dream when the whole interpretation was that there are going to become some financial difficulty of sorts. However, it won't affect you. Like LAT, it won't affect you. And then it was going to be for a short time. You know, and then with that short time now, there will be something greater than what was there previously. Now, either 2 months later or something like that, the dream began to manifest. Rachel, for 3 weeks, she would collect money which wasn't enough to pay. You understand? And you guys never knew. However, somehow, we had some money. So it was there, and I know there's a dream. You understand? And for them, because there's anything wrong, you guys are not doing God's work, you know. God has said, it's coming, but it's going to. In fact, in that dream, there was even a rainbow. You remember Noah, when God said that? Because of this rainbow, so it was all to show that it's going to come, but it won't affect you. Okay? Then after 2 months or something like that, or three, man. And now, I think at that point even, the church started getting what? I think that's the time when I started having dangerous dreams, man. Which God, guys say, oh no, guy, you know, we know anyway. However, with that, somehow even now there was more money. Less people, more money. Now, this is, you could see God is like, this is the apple of my eye. You know, awesome stuff. Glory be to God. But we've talked about worship, okay? Get to know Jesus. Ask, pray that you may know him. And the extent to which you know him is the extent to which you will worship him. He's the most attractive person there can ever be. Because he's God. He's the exact representation of God. You understand? And, what you see with your physical eyes, is not as real as what you see with the eyes of your heart. God wants you to walk by faith. God wants you not to consider the things which are seen, but consider the things which are not seen. Because the things which are not seen are the real things. Glory be to God. Amen? God bless you.